Welcome to Rusak Gamers. Welcome to the Rusak Gamers episode 35, aka Flames of Gold 15. This is the second half of the extra long episode recorded over Thanksgiving. So let's just jump right into it. Time to find out who this Leo guy really is. Now, comments, critiques, and complaints go to 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Or send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. You can also drop by our forum at rpgcrosstalk.com. You can also play along at home by following us almost live at our Obsidian Portal campaign page. Links to all these sites are at podcast.rusakgamers.com. Enjoy the show.
Okay.
So,
I don't know what Talitha was planning on doing, though.
The dwarf and Dumas are on their way. And what are the Ethan, Briggs, and Talithel up to? Either as a group or independently.
Well, we need to take Mace and go catch up with Cole. All
right.
I'll go with you. Come on, Sendio.
I'll go.
Sendio, let's go.
And the dwarf isn't there to object anymore.
They've already left.
They haven't left the ship. They were talking downstairs talking to Mace.
No, they were on their way. I stopped them on their way. I said, XYZ. They left. I went back, finished my conversation. He doesn't even know where they're going. I mean, if you want to take Zenzio and leave the ship, you don't know where you're going. You don't know what slip. You don't know where it is. You don't know anything about that. The only people who know where they're going is me, because I'm taking the guy who's going to get on the boat, and he's there, and he told him.
Which was the dwarf, Cole, and Ethan, respectively.
Yeah.
So you weren't concerned about the first mate seeing Mace?
I was concerned. That's why I wanted to know, had he seen him? As they were leaving with him.
Right. Well, you're on deck with Dumas.
Mm-hmm.
And you want them to sneak out?
Sure.
Or wait until you leave?
Well, if it doesn't make any difference either way. It's fine. I mean, if that's what's going to get Talithel and to wait for me to leave with him,
I'm actually not concerned.
I thought
about
they were going to sneak off with him. I'm talking to him and they leave.
Okay.
I'm over here talking.
See, I was under the impression that you were making them hold back. And I made some assumptions there because it really wasn't clearly said. I just want to know what you expect them to do, because if they're sneaking out, there's a role to be made.
Yeah, I don't know if they. Well, I didn't get the impression that they first mate even knew who Mace was, really. Maybe he does. I don't know.
Well, what was established with your failed role was that the first mate knew you delivered the Admiral's bastard and that you were here.
Right.
Now,
maybe he does,
Mace would have some resemblance to the man he spends his entire day beside.
Well, if they want to, I mean, it's up to them. It doesn't matter. I mean, if he sees him, fine. If not, I told him what I wanted to tell him.
Okay. So
basically, if I don't come back, this guy needs to, you need to take care of Mace. But I was going to leave with him, but maybe we leave after, maybe we leave before. It doesn't, I don't know. However you want to play that, it doesn't. Or whatever they want to do. I don't care. Either way's fine. I don't care if he sees Mace. I don't care.
Well, it sounds like we're all walking
in
the same direction.
Whatever puts more gas on the fire, that's what I want.
That's coming.
It sounds to me like we're all walking in the same direction.
So are you going to leave?
Wait till they leave.
In front of him, in front of the dwarf, or are you going to wait till the dwarf leaves? Really doesn't matter to me. I just want to get our time frame on target.
We'll wait for the dwarf to leave.
Okay.
Sure.
Because I know that Dumas is the first mate of the guy that of this kid's dad.
So,
and that makes it easy for Talithel and say, Senzio, let's go.
So, Dumas leads you back towards the conclave area.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to pick up a few papers that I left when your charming gentleman came up here calling to.
Well, Briggs, he is the finest gentleman. He is a credit to your race.
Would you say he's a man's man?
A man's man?
Ooh.
What do you mean?
a man among men.
I would say he is very exceptional for who he is.
Mm, yes. I would say so too.
Oh, boy. Man crush. I'm not having a bromance. Forget that.
Anyway. So,
since you're able to pirate, you can increase your odds if you just...
Talithel, are you grabbing Senzio to go along with Mace and Briggs and Ethan to hunt the dangerous lion in his den?
Yep.
Okay. Are Ethan and Briggs accepting of that situation?
You should probably leave the king here.
Who's going to watch him?
The crew. The captain. As long as he doesn't leave the ship, he's fine.
Finn.
If he goes with us, we're taking him
Finn's
straight
here.
To a
Finn's
killer.
Finn's still here.
Finn. Finn can watch him.
We're hunting a known killer.
And
who wants to kill Senzio.
Most of all.
Hold on. The two guys are
now,
willing
to... be fair, that is assumed. Not necessarily untrue, but that is assumed.
That is assumed, yes. Okay. And after 4 or 5 games of listening to you gripe about how nobody cares about Senzio's safety except you, now you're going to walk him right into a fight.
Right into the lion's den.
Anyway.
Right into the lion's den, exactly.
Yes.
Right into Leo's house.
While that is true, let's have the characters say that.
Right. Well, I can't. I'm not there.
I know.
I said it earlier.
Where are you heading? I'll catch up.
Down the docks.
I'll head to Captain Madrawder's room.
Okay.
Say, would you mind watching the boy?
We'll wait.
You walk in on
Ho!
Yeah.
It's a family show.
He says, sure, I will watch him.
Okay. Here's the Gorgon's head. And I head out.
Oh, joy.
Well, Finn's there. Yeah, he's handing it to
him. Well, actually, I don't know if Finn's there or not. We're going to ignore that.
Okay. Well, last time we saw him, they were together.
Right. That was...
You've made a good choice, Talitha. I'm very proud of you.
Okay.
Not catch up to them.
Off we go. I'd
like to have a quick conversation with Leo before everyone shows up.
Mm-hmm. Good brandy, eh?
It's alcohol. I'm more partial to wine, but brandy's fine. How long have you been in the city, Leo?
Since I rode here.
Since you rode here?
Yeah.
Just, what, today?
Yeah.
Wow, so you don't know much about the town?
Nope.
Did you hear about this crazy guy running around who changes his face all the time?
No.
Yeah. I was at his bar today and some guy was just, blabbing his fool head off about it.
Interesting.
Never quite seen it myself, but that'd be interesting to see. Don't you think?
I would think, yes. I've never seen that myself.
I don't know. It must be some kind of weird magic or something.
Probably. I'd pay good money to see somebody do that.
Well, I don't know about good money, but certainly a pittance.
Well,
someone I know and trust would have to see it and let me know first.
Ah.
So if you're with these guys out there at the, let's just call it a blockade.
If you insist. But I've refrained from saying that around our betters.
Yeah. Yeah, I know how they are. At any rate, what does Flint want with these three pirates anyways? I mean, he's got a few hundred to choose from here.
I would say you could ask him, but that would probably be a dangerous proposition.
Yeah, probably. But between you and me, what's the scuttlebutt?
Well, they're pirates. What more reason do you want?
Yeah, but just these three?
They vex him.
Oh, so they got the better of him a few times. I see.
One might say that.
That's mighty interesting. I wonder what they did.
Word has it he'd pay good money for their heads.
How good of money?
Hmm?
How good is the money?
Oh, I never would stand a chance to get my hands on anything like that, so I didn't pay attention.
The merc they called cold.
I'm pretty sure. I know where I might be able to acquire the headpiece to a certain Gorgon.
Probably keep you drunk for quite some time.
Well, might I be able to interest Admiral Flint in such information?
Once again, probably dangerous for you to approach him at this time.
Well,
but if you had the head, I'm sure that would make wonderful interest.
No, I can't put my hands on it just right now. Besides, we got a job to do tonight, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I don't have it on me, so.
So, Ethan and Briggs and Talithel.
And Mace.
You are going to go see
Cole
down at the dock.
Right, meet his new friend Leo.
Okay. You arrive.
Cena helped you with your armor.
I thought we left first.
You did, but you went back to...
Oh, that's right. We went to get the stuff. You're right. I'm sorry. My mistake.
Mm-hmm. So, you're just walking down the street. So, yeah. You approach the docks. You find slip 13. Two figures in the darkness.
Apparently drinking companionably.
Cole!
So that's what you call it.
There you are.
Ethan!
Who's your friend?
Well, this here's Leo. Employer, not friend.
Howdy, Mr. Leo.
And Leo waves.
Without saying a word.
So, Leo, you're part of the blockade, huh?
Yeah. His hand goes to his sword when you say that.
Clothes look a little loose there, Leo.
not
the most best fitting
fashion of crime around here.
Uniform I've seen in a while. Is there a shortage of tailors from the Admiral's crew? I take it that's a yes. Kind of a quiet guy, aren't you, Leo?
Cole, is your friend always this quiet?
He's pretty talkative just a second ago. What's wrong, Leo?
Interesting.
Start singing the Renatian theme. and national song. Sing along! What?
He's here, two of my companions. My boon companions.
For our listeners, Bill is doing a series of nods and gestures and smiles, but he's not saying much.
Why don't you just persuade him to talk? I'll bet you have a lovely singing voice.
So, Dumas and the dwarf arrive at the docks.
Oh, okay.
His
satchel
of paper clutched to his hand, clutched to it under his arm. Oh, my. There are ruffians in our way.
I will handle this.
Are they within earshot when he says this?
They're at the end of the dock, yes.
I will handle this. I walk down the dock.
More appropriate to say, these ruffians are your way in or out.
Yes, he's... What are you doing here? Why is Macy? You need to keep him hidden.
You need to meet Cole's new friend.
Leo.
Who's out of quiet tonight?
Leo is my employer.
What is going on here? I swear. They promised safe passage.
Quiet, no matter.
Clear.
Look.
Mace goes.
If you must.
That's lying.
Who's he pointing?
Dumas.
Why is Mace pointing? What is he pointing at?
I draw my sword. I draw both. Sing!
What are you doing?
I'm going to proceed back just a little bit and start singing. This is going to be fun.
What are you singing?
I want to knock a ball out. I'm going to do Canticles of Years again. I'm going to move back far enough to where...
It's like 600 actions.
You do realize that that is not a targeted attack.
I know.
You can get everybody.
Or worse yet, get everybody but the lion.
Dumas? That's the only target I need to slow down, right?
But if you start singing, you could get all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Except the lion.
None of your elves.
This just went south.
Actually, I'm going to move down the dock.
Toward him?
Away from the boat.
Away from the boat towards just the dwarf and the...
All the way down.
Okay,
all right. I want to go all the way to the end
just,
of the dock.
Okay.
Can we do the physicality? Can we just do the physicality?
I draw my swords and I turn to Cinzio and I say, does that sound like the crow, or does that sound like Smiler?
Mace. You turn to Mace.
No, I turn to Cinzio. And I say, does that sound
Cinzio's
like
Smiler? Not there.
Cinzio's not there.
Oh, he's not there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, physicality.
What? Okay, dinghy, wharf, dinghy. I mean, generally, it's
right.
At the end of the war.
So, Jason's the dinghy.
Jason is the dinghy? Okay.
Right.
So,
I'm the city, and you're the sea. So, yeah.
Okay.
City here.
Right, city's back here. Got it.
So
Leo and I are by the
boat. Cole and Leo are by the boat.
Who's closer?
But who cares?
Okay, Cole, Leo. I'll just do KL.
Right.
So Cole is furthest from the city. Leo's there.
Jeff, it doesn't really matter.
And then
it,
between, and then...
No, but because he's moving down the wharf. Because this came up last time. It's just who's between who and stuff. I'm just trying to get an idea in my head what's going on.
And then we have the foursome.
Okay, so Ethan... Mace, the dwarf, me, and Briggs. And then Tabitha.
No, not the dwarf.
Not
the dwarf.
Yeah, because I came down to talk
Mace.
To them.
Okay, that's right, you did. So
see?
So Mace is...
So everybody's clear on what's
well,
where everybody is. And Talithel's moving toward, is sort of between us, heading
well,
down.
Where you put the T is where the person
Dumas
is.
Okay,
oh, Dumas.
So Dumas is here. So.
And now, Talithel, what are you doing?
He said he was heading... That one was hit right here to the corner.
Oh, okay. You said down the wharf. See, I thought he meant...
That's why.
That's
I was
why.
Going to clarify it, but when you said map, that works too.
Okay. Yeah, because I... Okay. I'm good. So he moves to the end of the wharf on the other side.
Away from the boat.
Away from the
towards
boat.
The sea.
Right. Got it.
So...
Ethan has drawn his sword.
Ethan has drawn his swords.
Swords.
Excuse me, Trist.
Swords.
Hey, he's not playing an elf.
That's right.
Playing Drift in a Burning Wheel game.
What a cliche.
Wow.
He's a two-fisted fighter. He's a two-fisted drinker.
Right.
We each have our I tell Ethan, what are you doing? He needs to get to the ship. I'm trying to get my daughter out of here. Put your swords away. He must go.
The lion dies tonight, and I'll attack.
I jump in the way. I got to stop him. Because I don't know.
Speed test.
Yeah, I don't know that this is going on.
Right. So, what are you trying to do?
I am trying to put myself between Ethan and
Fancy Pants.
If that means I get stabbed, I get stabbed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting myself between them.
Now, are you?
And I say, and I will say, get to the ship and tell them what I have offered you.
So are you?
I'm trying to bind
just
him
try,
up.
Just trying to block
bind him
away,
up. Yeah, I'm trying to bind him.
Or are
him
you
up
trying to rush him off the dock entirely?
No, because I want him, he needs to get to the ship. He needs to get to.
No,
the
I'm dock rush Ethan off. Bum rush him off the dock into the water. Would definitely move.
I
him
hadn't thought about that. No, cause I,
okay.
You know, I mean, that's plausible, and yeah, it's a good idea. No, I just meant to, no, and just,
okay,
like, put my, try to grab him, keep him from attacking, so.
Lock up his swords?
Yes. You lock him up. Bind
okay
him up. Sorry.
And
sorry,
you're trying to get, You're trying to kill him.
Run him through.
The lion.
The lion. The lion must die.
It'd be great if you killed the dwarf. Just save sense.
Sword's poisoned.
Damn it. Yeah, that's okay. No, that's all right. No, this is good. This is good. If my dwarf went out this way, I'd be thrilled. That'd be awesome. That'd be a great way to go. Not that that's what necessarily what I want, but you know, that's all right.
I don't know if speed test would be
agility, maybe. Because it's not. I mean, I'm. Or his sword against my power.
Actually, I'm thinking his agility against your power, because you're standing right next to each other at this point, basically. So when he draws and declares the lion must die, well, he's already drawn, but when he declares the lion must die, really be no effort for you to get in on him, but then his dexterity, his agility would be, allow him to untangle himself while your power would keep him locked.
Okay. I'm okay with that. And I have an instinct, treat first, ask questions later. So I'm sort of like, no! Fix the problem. Just mentioning it now because I may argue for it later for the instinct. Not that it makes a difference. Okay.
I got 4 in agility.
I've got 3 in power. I'm going to burn my last persona.
Dangerous.
I'm burning my last persona. Okay, so I got 4.
So, if he wins, then he's holding me back?
I'm holding him back so that he can get to the ship.
He's basically rendering you unable to use your swords for as long as it takes Dumas to get away.
Okay.
On the dinghy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you win, you
blow past him.
Blow past him and kill Dumas.
Okay.
Oh, brutal. Okay, go ahead. Oh!
3 sixes.
3 sixes.
And
I got
2 successes and 1 6.
2 successes and 1 6.
Burn your fate.
I will. I'm going to burn a fate. Or more. If I could burn more. 6! 6! 6! 6! So it's 3-3. Come on, baby! Ugh. Okay, so 3. So we're tied right now.
Can he still burn? If he doesn't use the fate to reroll, can he still burn one to reroll an unsuccess?
No.
It's one or the other?
Open. Skills that are naturally open. Sorcerer's skills and the others.
Persuasion?
No, not anymore.
Perception.
Those, you can burn a fate to reroll one failure. Now, when you... The rest of the skills, you burn a fate to roll all sixes. It's one category or the other category. So, no, he can't do that reroll thing with that. Anyway.
Oh!
Tied up.
Nice.
Full time.
Well played, sir.
They both collide.
So I stab him. Why did you grab me?
You stab him. Well, no, because that would mean that he has to make a poison check, and
mm-hmm.
then essentially you get what you want anyway. So that's not.
No,
that's,
my poison's not deadly.
You nick them both.
Ooh! I stab you. Though. I stab through you and into him.
That'd be good. You stab me and him, but he gets away. I get cut in the melee. He gets away, and we both have to deal with the poison. But I take the hit.
That's pretty cool.
They both get cut, but he still gets away.
Yeah. I think I cut him, but don't kill him, and he gets away. But he's poisoned.
Yes, but so am I.
Yeah.
Well,
physician, heal thyself.
I mean, I think
he's dead for sure now.
I don't have poison, so I mean, I'd stop to make a fortitude roll and stuff. So I mean, I could, but I think that is,
well, ties are adjudicated. You either move on to some other test,
mm-hmm.
or if it's a status quo kind of thing, whoever's trying to maintain wins. This would seem to be a more of a move on to some other aspect.
What do you... Okay.
The dwarf has the blades locked, but not Ethan. So the blades are out of the game, but that doesn't keep Ethan from doing some other action, which seemed to be what this result would be. You didn't lock him up. He can still act. He didn't blow past you.
So
no swords.
Do we do another?
Well, it depends on what you want to do now.
Which
would more mean what does Doug want to do now? Because you're kind of reacting to what Ethan does in a way. Although that was beautiful thing, so I'm kind of drawn to it, but not quite.
Oh, come on! Give me the tragic mother you slay me scene, Damon.
Oh, mother, I am slain.
So, he ties up both of my swords?
Yeah.
You got brawling, don't you?
Yeah.
What kind of spy doesn't have brawling?
No kung fu.
Someone has a knife in their belt. Someone else has an axe on their back.
Yeah, I mean, I've got him bound up. It hasn't stopped Briggs, who was in on the whole conversation. And see, that was... It's your fault because you failed the roll, dude.
Come on. You have your beliefs, I have my beliefs.
No.
Hold on. Tell Roy not to let the boat go. Cole, don't let him get on the boat.
It's his job to take the guy.
I've been hired.
Yeah, but he's also got the one against the lion, too, doesn't he?
He doesn't know that.
I don't know who the lion is.
He doesn't know
is.
Why Ethan's even attacking this
I
guy.
I did. I said the lion's gotta die.
He just said the lion.
Charge.
May said, that's him. I drew my sword and said, the lion's gotta die.
Don't let him get on the boat.
Wait a minute. Cole? You think Cole's gonna pick up on that? I mean, honestly.
Well, no, and here's the other thing.
Your fare is being attacked.
We've seen this fancy pants before. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just got off the boat with him, and you did not accuse him of being the lion at the time.
Mace didn't
Cynthia
see him.
Cynthia was there. Mace was there.
Mace didn't see him.
Well.
Mace didn't point him out on the boat.
I'm just saying. My character's like, what in the world is going on? What in the world is going on?
I blame Todd. I just want to put that out there. I blame Todd.
It's Todd's fault.
It's Todd's fault.
It's totally Todd's fault.
It's my fault.
If,
No,
it's
Mace sucks.
Yeah, he died.
Hold on a second.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Leo leans over to Cole and goes, you know, if he dies, you don't get the other cask of brandy.
Oh, I know. And I broke up about it.
And he can't
leave. Well, what should we do?
He can't leave without his fare, right? Leo can't leave without his fare either.
We should probably go break it up. Come on, let's go. What are you doing? What are you doing with that thing out?
They're obviously trying to kill him.
Well, it doesn't mean we have to kill these guys.
Have they paid you in brandy lately?
No, but I owe several debts.
Well, then I'll leave it to you then. I don't want to stab someone that you would...
Well, try not to kill anybody. Let's just try to separate them.
Right behind you.
Yeah, I will step up and try to...
So we both get off the boat to go stop this?
Okay, before you... I'm trying to keep him from killing the guy who I think is going to help us get Madrawder out of here.
Leo is not following. He's got his sword out and he's at the edge of the boat.
Okay. I will step up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have my weapon out. So I am... Well...
Talitha, you are inclined to do what?
Don't let him get on the boat.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying to Cole.
Don't
let the lion get on the boat.
Okay. So, Talitha tells you not to let the lion get on the boat, pointing at Dumas.
Oh, great. So everybody knows this guy's a lion but me. Fine. I go to incapacitate Dumas. I don't want to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Because... he may have information I want. So I will go to grab Dumas.
Just lock him up?
Yeah.
Put him in a sleeper kind of thing?
Yeah, using brawling, if it's possible.
Okay. Briggs, are you involved?
Stick him.
I'm stuck between player knowledge and character knowledge.
maybe you're not. Let's hear it.
Yeah. Well,
I'd like to take Leo's sword from him using Call to Iron. But why would I do that?
Because he's
you don't have a sword.
He's an unknown, and he drew a weapon.
And he's a witness to us killing the lion.
Are you willing? Is Briggs going to try and kill the lion? Quote marks.
Yeah, I mean,
Briggs does not have a sword. There is a sword out.
Briggs has
a. But he has a dagger, though.
I mean, he does have a dagger.
Just go and kill him. I mean,
you have to get closer to use a dagger.
Sure. I mean, don't think for a second that the reason that I threw myself at the dwarf threw himself at Ethan means that I'm trying, you know, that I'm just playing my beliefs and where my guy is.
I don't think any of us would just kill a guy because a kid says that's the line.
Oh, I would have up until tonight when I
don't think any of us would do that. But here's the thing. Here's the other thing.
Ethan, we believe the kid. We believe the kid.
He told you and you believed him. I mean, you rolled, and that's the difference. You failed to roll and you have to accept the obstacle. Right. You have to accept, not the obstacle, you have to accept the result of a failed roll. He said, will you point him out? He said, yeah, I'll point him out. And you went, okay, good. And he went, that's him.
Yeah, if he had pointed to Leo and said, that's him, we'd have killed Leo. Right?
More happily.
Yeah, you would have done it. Would you? That's a good question. If he had said it's Leo, would you have pulled your sword and killed Leo?
Or pulled Leo's sword and killed Leo?
Or pulled Leo's sword and killed Leo?
It's a hard call to make. I'm kind of struggling with
that. Okay, I got an answer for it.
I'm kind of struggling.
Okay. I got an answer for you.
Yes.
What action most screws up all of us?
Mm.
Or
killing Demos.
Kill Demos. Honestly, kill Demos.
I think that's the reasonable.
Yeah.
It complicates things on a. I mean, it just sends everything just into a tailspin. I think it's a beautiful thing if you kill Demos. I mean, I kind of hope he succeeded. You know,
you had to try and stop him,
right? Yeah. And in the process, I get cut. I'm, you know, whatever. I mean, as long as it's just.
Is Demos within my arm's reach?
He can be.
He can be, yeah.
Yeah, it's different.
It's not turn-based. Yeah. It's not,
and this is not to scale. I mean, it's just to give an idea where people were. I mean, it was...
There are no 5-foot steps.
Right. And this was just to figure...
What do you want to do and not to...
Havoc's hand.
Because we thought that Jason was heading back toward the city, off the dock, and Jason meant something different. That's the only reason why I drove this, is just to show, you know, sort of in a relationship directionally where people were.
But then, you know, instinct, I always try to talk my way out of fights. I would just run up and kill this guy.
If you ignore an instinct?
No, if you play an instinct.
Play an instinct that makes your life difficult. God, I always get that wrong.
Like keeping my sword coated in poison and killing you with it.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you get rewarded for it. Good job.
Why'd you have to live?
Well, I can still live. You still get rewarded.
Well, now, see? That's another possibility as far as the two of you go. You're at an impasse for getting past him and locking him down. You want to draw your swords from him, knowing that it's going to cut him and your blades are poisoned? That's a legitimate
step
forward.
I'm
going to
wrestle my swords away from him.
And knowingly that it will cut him.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I got to kill a lion.
And...
I will try to prevent him from doing it, and if we both get stuck, we both get stuck. So it's okay. I'm not going to stop getting stuck.
Okay. Well, no.
I mean,
there's an option. You realize in this advancement of your conflict here, he's going to try and pull those swords out of your hands. He's going to cut you if you keep trying to keep him from going forward.
You could let go.
You could let go.
Well, if I let go...
Self-preservation.
No. That's not a belief. It's not an instinct. It's nothing. Self-preservation.
Well, you'll never get to hear Talithel's voice again.
If you die, who's going to protect Cinzia?
Talithel.
Where's Cinzia?
He made the right choice.
Hang on. Let me think for a second. What do I want to do here? I do not want to let go of the swords.
Okay.
I want to hang on to him. I'm going to hang on to him and plead with him.
No, you are doing the wrong thing. This man is going to save everyone. He's going to save Sensu and Madrona and everyone. This is not right. I don't know why you are attacking him or why you think he is a lion. This is wrong. You cannot believe that boy. He is a liar.
When I cut his head off and it turns to somebody else, you'll know who's right.
Oh, that'd be great. I hope I die. Go, I told you. As he's pulling the swords from my hands.
Well, he hasn't rolled that yet.
I know. My role is going to be stentorious debate with him to reconsider what he's doing. And as he's pulling the swords out of my hands, I'm talking, you cannot do this. You cannot do this. And if he cuts me, he cuts me. I mean, that's... But I... Not even opposed roles. He cuts me, but I... Or not even opposed against each other. He still gets his swords out. I still get cut. But I want a role to convince him to stop what he's doing.
So you're going to forego...
It's not an opposed role. I'm not, like, struggling with him to stop... I'm gonna.
Well, now there's still a test because you're not letting go.
Well, I will let go. I'm holding on the swords just long enough for me to get my debate out, so I can try to convince him as he's pulling the swords out. You see what I'm saying? I'm gonna try to convince him with my words,
okay.
Even though I'm getting cut.
Oh, well, let me try. Let me try and interpret that then. Give me just a second.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a versus test, his power versus your power, for him to pull the swords out of your hands. If you succeed, you hold on to them long enough to try and persuade him. Sidara's debate. Fine, but I mean, but if he succeeds, he doesn't have to listen to you talk.
But either way, I get cut.
Right.
Can we do it like this? How about... do my power test as a link test to the Stentorious Debate. If I fail, I get a -1 to the Stentorious Debate. Obstacle goes up.
That's reasonable, but it also depends on if he's game for that, because...
Yeah, well, that's what I'm... And I'm
Are you...
Your odd would be 2, because you'd be poisoned at that point.
If I fail.
Are you
Once you get cut from the sword, you're poisoned.
Well, there's a test...
I mean, that's
poison, isn't it?
Well, maybe. I
don't know.
I just don't. I mean,
I don't know. There's a skill to make the poison. It doesn't say anything about.
That's okay. I don't mind.
Are you willing to be persuaded out of killing Dumas?
I'll accept any penalty if the poison's in effect at that point. I mean, I don't care. That's fine. I'm cool with that. I don't. That doesn't matter to me.
Because that's what basically.
I don't think you can talk me out of killing him.
Well, then it's just against his will. If.
No, well,
I mean, he's just saying no, right? I'm still going to kill him. I mean, that's just against his will. I still want to say what I want to say, and just
right. But you can't mind control him as a player. You can't make him do something that Doug is not willing to play.
Right. That'd have to be a duel of wits.
Even then, Doug has to buy into it.
Right.
He's not willing to go with being talked out of it.
So it's power just to try to stay locked up then.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I think it's
a wimpy way to go, but I mean, that's fine. I think that for story and all that and what's going on here, I think that is pathetic. But I mean, if we just want to do,
makes the story a lot more interesting.
Well, you can keep him alive and interrogate him. I mean, you don't have to kill him.
Let's hold on to that concept for just a little bit. Joe, where are you? on your internal debate here.
I mean, instinctually, I would talk my way out of this fight. But if he is the lion, and I honestly believe he's a lion...
You can talk down the dwarf.
Due to my belief of Discover Tagali's interests in Sir Shane's assassin, I think I would want to talk to the lion before I just walk up and try to kill him.
Okay.
So, and I'm really basing my action on beliefs and instincts at this point.
Fine.
Because I myself have no idea.
Now, here's something else for you to consider. Ethan has blood in his eyes. If you aim yourself at, air quotes, the lion, that's not going to stop Ethan.
Yeah.
And the lion will be dead. And you won't achieve any of your beliefs.
Well, how about stop his blades?
Well, he's already got the blades.
Blood there.
Well, you could lock the blades up with the magic.
Mm-hmm.
But in the process, my fingers, you know. Well, you could kill him. You could let go of the blades and charge him and take him off the dock, strangling him in the water.
I could, but
try to persuade Ethan to stop.
What do you think he's got?
No, we've actually. I think this falls under the same.
I'm trying to kill.
Doug wants to kill.
You got my swords. What am I going to use?
Dumas.
No matter what,
he is not willing to be persuaded out of it. And while that can be looked at as weak sauce, it's within his rights to do that. He wants to kill Dumas. He's been aiming at killing the lion, even though this may not be the real lion, since the lion was discovered.
Now the question is, he doesn't get persona if it's the wrong, if it's not the lion.
It'd be fate.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you got fate right now.
And I keep working on killing the lion.
Well, here, this stinks because I can only call to iron one object at a time, so I cannot take both blades.
Don't they connect to each other or something? I mean, don't they?
Well,
that's a different spell.
I could try binding first and then call to
iron.
Game four.
You've introduced the lion in game four.
Wow.
So 11 games.
Yeah, a long time. So Doug is rightly determined to pursue this to its bloody conclusion.
Can I bind his blades together?
Yeah. Or you can convince the dwarf to let me go so I can kill the lion.
Based on
my beliefs, I don't think I would want this death to happen right now.
It's sort of like, yeah, we avoid the fight because I killed the guy. I mean, come on.
Go through your beliefs real quick.
I will use magic to persuade Mace into helping us identify the lion. Discover Tagali's interest in Sir Shane's assassination. When spells don't work, my wit is sharp, my blade is sharp.
Okay.
Based on belief number two, discover their interests.
Mm-hmm.
I won't discover anything if anyone dies right now.
True. That is valid. So how do you stop someone who, Ethan, is unwilling to listen to reason?
I'm going to bind his swords together, and then I'm going to do call to iron on both as a single target as they're bound together and pull them away from him.
Through the dwarf.
The dwarf may be cut in the process.
I mean, I've already got my hands on him.
But I'm going to disarm Ethan.
I don't think he's going to do anything that's not already possibly going to happen now anyway. Are we going to keep going? We should keep going. I mean, it's tomorrow's Thanksgiving. I mean, we can keep playing if you all want to keep playing. If you want to end it, that's cool too.
Well, let's push through this encounter.
Let's resolve it.
Scene.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Yeah, even for me, this is a bit of a rough one to say. See you next week.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll stop here.
Okay.
So I want to bind the blades.
Okay.
And snatch them using call iron. It's two spells. I want to disarming Ethan.
Right.
And somebody might be cut or poisoned or hurt.
Somebody. I like the way you just put
that. Somebody.
Mistakes were made, Senator.
Okay.
My bad.
Talitha. Jason.
Yes.
Is Talithel engaged in this in any way, shape, or form at this
Talithel
point?
Talithel pulls the box of popcorn out that he's got. Pulls up a barrel and starts
walking. He's an elf. It's cauliflower.
Oh, exactly. Cauliflower.
Poison, aren't they?
I don't know that that's common knowledge.
I'm sorry?
I don't know if it was known that his swords were poison.
No, it has never become knowledge. No one has ever seeked it, and it hasn't come out.
He's getting out of the boat. One guy's still not getting out of the boat.
He was not in the boat.
And while Jason's thinking, Roy, what are you up to?
I was going to try to grab and contain Fancy Pants.
What's Mace doing? Maybe that'll give some people some ideas.
Pointing.
Mace is
laughing.
smirking.
Ooh, perception check for anybody? I guess it's dark out here. Maybe it's just an obstacle, an OB. But he'd be smirking. I don't know that I want to. I'm not going to ask for a roll because I'm focused on him to see that, but I don't know if that helps anybody else.
So, Roy, what are you doing again?
Trying to grab Demons. Because my goal is to keep him alive long enough to get information from him. Okay. I do not want him killed now.
Okay.
Later, fine. Now, not so much.
Trying to grab him or trying to get him to the boat?
No, trying to grab him. I don't even want him on the boat because I don't want him out of the way just yet. I want to try to grab him.
Then collectively, our current issue is Ethan.
Who's in a bloodlust.
If we don't want him dead now.
Yeah, I've got him! Yeah, hold him for me.
Talk quick. It's perfect. Fast-acting poison.
Okay, and Jason.
It's not deadly poison.
It wasn't when you applied it.
I couldn't make that.
It's only vegetable-making poison.
Riggs! I'm going to move onto the boat.
You're going to move onto the boat?
Onto the dinghy? Mm-hmm. Ooh, past Leo. Okay. Hey, Joe, your failed roll was great.
And then what are you going
to
do?
My failed roll caused a bunch of problems.
I'm calling that right skill right now.
I'm sorry?
That depends on what happens.
Right, well, I'm at it. What happens now? You're on the boat.
Well, I get on the boat.
Okay, you're on the boat.
Demas tries to get on the boat. Throw me the lure.
Okay. So, okay.
I just want to position myself on the boat.
You're positioned on the boat, paying attention to Demas. So if he comes, okay.
About that binding spell.
Uh-huh.
All two.
Base. So.
Now, is this a linked or is it just
I'm just
two
trying to
separate
stick tests? His swords together.
So what's the first success get you? You said you had to do it twice, right?
Well, two different spells. The first spell
is to
will
stick
link
them together.
Lock the swords to each other. And then he's going to call one of them, dragging the other one with it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm wondering how that all ties into us fighting over the blades.
Me too.
If I'm actually, by pulling back, if we're actually, creating an OB for him that he has to.
Hey, maybe you're making it easier.
No, I mean, and it may be my role helps your first role. His, our roles go against your second role, or his role goes against your second. You know, because it's depending on, because if I'm trying to keep the swords here, and suddenly I get, it goes and goes that way, for my shoulder, then you're assisting me, and maybe I'm assisting you. But since we were already in the struggle, I would think that your spell assists. It might maybe be his, might even be an assistance.
Well,
to me. It may be like a helping role.
He would, by necessity, well, not by necessity, but by intent, the two of you are working together against Doug, against Ethan.
So, but the question is who leads?
Because you're both trying to stop Ethan from killing.
Yeah, I mean, and the question is who leads? I mean, we've already had a role together. We were kind of,
right,
and we were stuck.
Yeah.
So it might be, it might help to have him lead on this one and me helping him against him.
Right.
Just because we've already had
mm-hmm.
a deal.
Yeah.
And in the process, I still get screwed, so.
Hey, it's not lethal.
Okay, I've been cut, but I still want to do what I was doing. I mean, if it's well, he but he's weak.
I don't see how it's weak. Killing the guy who you're planning on.
Listen, your objective is not weak. The fact that you won't give me any kind of play here is weak. At least you stop and hesitate for a moment.
I think what you've got's happening, right? I'm sitting here fighting with you over the swords.
No, but I want to use my words.
Oh, you want to use the only thing you're good at to stop him from doing the one thing he wants to do.
But isn't that the one thing he's good at?
No, no, he still pulls his swords free. He still pulls his swords free. I'm just getting a shot at it.
I get to sit and watch.
If it makes it interesting for anybody, I still have the manacles and the key to the manacles.
Will you let me convince you to do that? If I know, I know
that, that does bring another.
I mean, I'll throw that into my argument if it makes a difference. It's like, you can lock him up. We'll interrogate him. We don't can him. We need him right now. We don't know.
Are you?
Hold on.
Good.
What if I call the manacles instead of the? That way, I could eliminate the binding spell.
Yeah, but if you call the
manacles and put in your own stuff.
Well, that, I mean, I guess
you can call manacles. You can definitely call manacles.
Well, what he wants to do is go to Dumas, call the manacles, and lock Dumas up. But
I think several actions.
But I think, well...
But that definitely could lead. But right now, for this, you could call the manacles.
But that's not going to stop him from killing him.
But that'll eliminate
that does
being exhausted doing two back-to-back spells.
I'm not worried.
That does bring up a question. Are you willing to be moved to capturing him, or are you still straight up calling? Stick to your guns if you want to stick to your guns. Don't let me talk you out of it.
I still want to kill him.
Okay. You can call the manacles, but that won't affect
binding it is.
Okay.
Then I'm going to hold onto the swords as long as I can. Or actually, I'll try to... If I can, I want to pull them away from him.
And I want to pull the swords away from him.
I'm going to stick it together.
Right.
Power it is. There's no greed here.
Nope, these are run-of-the-mill swords.
and it's not the greed, if I could tie it to something else. Like, if you were trying to kill Talitha or something, I might be able to...
Ooh.
Will you let me tap my greed on this if I pitch you an argument here?
Give me 5.
Okay.
So basically, your poisons just increase whatever damage. Yeah. Your ob for whatever damage.
It's ob 1 on all tests. Across the board.
Okay. What's your argument?
It's the weakest point.
The more I think about it, okay. Senzi is going to be king. Or could be king. If we can get him out of
king.
Here. He's not crowned yet. I'm trying to get him out of here. But if I'm his advisor, I will have a lot of power.
And power is one of your idioms?
It is. Gold, beauty, power.
So, but wouldn't he let go of the sword?
Yeah, this guy wants to kill him. He's already been identified as the lion.
You've identified him as the lion.
Mace identified him as the lion. You walked up and Mace said, "That's him." You heard Mace say.
I heard him say, wait a minute.
No,
heard
you
him
heard Mace say,
that's him. And you said, "The lion must die."
Yes.
That's. I didn't
and
hear
you
say.
Can put two and two together.
Actually, I thought
he
did. He say
doesn't
that's
have
the
to,
lion.
Though.
No,
I don't have to. And what I heard was, he said, "That's him."
I think I said that's the lion.
That's the lion. He did say that.
He said that's the lion?
Yeah. He did say that.
He said the lion must die.
He said the lion
must die. I said the lion must die.
Mace said, pointing at Dumas.
As far as the tying the greed in, if you want the power, you already know you can take yourself and Senzio onto the submarine and get away scot-free.
True enough. I'm just going to hold on to the swords. I still want to hold on to the swords.
Right.
Because that's not... Because I'm fixated on getting this guy, getting to him, and getting... Because I also want to get my draw out of here. I'm working more than one belief here.
Right, yes, I know.
What
we're going to do now...
Mace is a liar!
Yeah. Going to do now is... he's going to try and bind him.
Briggs.
Or get the manacles.
Bind the swords.
Oh, okay. You still doing that? Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
If that fails, then you all are still in a contest, and we'll go to the power and the poison and the vessel with the pestle. Sorry.
And Luda and Aguda. Okay.
No, it's
Danny
K. Danny K.
This is the man who
if he does succeed, then he's basically blocked your conflict with that, locking the swords together. We will move on to him trying to draw the swords away from you.
Okay.
Which, right. If he fails,
but is it against his power to pull him away?
Yeah, it'll be against power.
Well, he's got to bind first.
He's got to bind first.
Okay. But
so,
if it fails, it's all sort of moot.
Magician, heal, cast thyself.
It's just flat out straight cast. No pluses, no minuses.
No pluses, no minuses on the first one.
All right, op 2.
Op 2.
One, bang. Three.
And it's magical. Keep rolling.
You can roll another one.
Yeah, oh, three. Okay.
I don't get any pluses on ups, I don't think.
No. So the swords bind. Your all's conflict is kind of at an end now as you realize that the swords you're struggling over are welded together, effectively.
Mm-hmm. Like.
As they go, ching, kind of both glance up at the only wizard you know in the area.
Okay.
Dumas.
Am I taxed?
You need to test it, yes.
Okay. That's going to be my four, which is four on the ob two.
You did record your last test, right?
It was routine.
Four on four?
No, because you're doing 43.
It's a stat, right?
It was six on a... It was six on a two.
No, your last fort test.
Every time you cast
it. Yeah, I did, but nothing happened because I passed it.
No, record the test.
Yes, advancement. I did.
You have a difficult mark down there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is four on a two, so that's...
So you get two routine. Tests every time you do the... That's pretty cool.
Pretty much. Routine doesn't matter.
But it only counts if he succeeds, right? Because it's a stat?
No, that's just perception.
Yeah. Is it just perception?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a stat. It's routine. It doesn't matter anyway. So four on a two.
Well, no. Four on a two, that's...
It not on stats. Routines don't matter for stats.
Okay. Right. Well, there you go.
Got it easy.
Yeah. Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
It's all about
now.
Enjoying.
Call to iron.
This is a power test. Well, if you cast it successfully, it'll be a power test where your will, which you're maintaining arcane.
No.
No?
No.
Okay, you let that go?
Yeah, I let that go.
Well, you're maintaining binding, though.
Yeah, I am
maintaining. So your will be down one on this test, if you succeed.
So nervous what's step? The ob three?
Call iron?
Yeah.
That's your obstacle, to cast the spell.
Okay.
And then
so I have to successfully cast a spell, and then we test the will for power test.
Right.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
Except I'm pretty sure tax goes in there first.
You want any more wills to get you?
Oh, come on.
I know.
I haven't done anything this whole season.
I know.
Okay, so six on a three.
And a chick in sight.
Oh, yeah. That could have been a link test.
Six on a three.
Called yes. Iron.
Called iron.
Call it iron.
That's what she said.
So six on a three?
Yeah.
All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Nice. I'm taxed.
Tax test.
Did you pass the test?
Yes. Yeah. He got a three. No sixes.
So now it's four on three. Four on an off three for tax.
Hold that thought. I'm trying to find something.
Hold them dice.
Man. Says I want to play a sorcerer.
I can't hear you.
I want to play a sorcerer so I get all these tests. I would be casting spells all over the place.
Oh, God, none of us would ever do anything.
My fortitude's a nine!
One-man show.
Yeah, we are. Taxes next, then the effect.
Okay. Four on a three, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, he got a six?
No, he didn't.
Oh, it looked like a kangaroo.
So I failed by two.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
So now your fort is minus two.
Yep.
Oh, that line.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like a kangaroo. No.
Now, your power test against Ethan.
Yeah, which is my will minus one.
Will minus one because you're maintaining the body. And he gets an advantage die because there's a struggle going on between the swords, so you're actually trying to pull it from two people.
Well, that's what I was asking earlier, because I'm trying to get it away from him, and if he's, behind me, can I assist him? And just so it's just the two of them with like an advantage die for me, from me, because I'm trying to get it from him, he's trying to get it from him.
Right, but
I'm not
trying
to keep it for myself.
I know, I realize that, but you're also not working in concert. It's not like you had a plan. I'm going to pull on it, and then you're going to call it away from him. So I'm helping you.
Say something!
I'm going to burn my last persona.
So this is opposed power? Is that what we're rolling?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, power will, but it's a power test.
Yeah. I'm rolling power.
For an extra dice.
I'm rolling power?
You're rolling power versus okay. his will.
Okay.
Oh, and I can't tap it because I burned my percentage.
That's right, yeah.
One, two,
three,
and one's a six.
Burn
well,
that fate.
Only got a three. You're not beating me yet.
Burn that fate.
Let's see if I can help.
I will burn a fate.
Mm-hmm.
Burn that fate. Bang.
Nope.
No.
Fail. So,
this
it's a four and a three.
Yeah, your obstacle is three.
So that's challenging.
And this is a will test for you.
Yay.
Four against
five.
How many successes did he have?
Four dice on. He had three, didn't he?
Had, yeah, three he successes. Three. So four dice on a three.
Oh, wait. I rolled five. Five on a three. Is that still challenging or is that.
Not okay? Sure.
Routine.
Difficult. How do we still roll?
For what?
My power against his power. That's what, I mean, that's what started all of this. We were fighting over the swords. And
well, everybody else changed the idiom of
well,
the,
see that? Yeah, but I didn't get to affect any of that. I didn't stop fighting. I mean,
right.
Either I...
You,
so
but
what,
you were part of it. You didn't roll anything, but you're... It,
all I did was make it harder for him to pull the sword.
Right.
Yeah.
But it didn't, but I never got anything here.
Well, that's because that's not part of the sword. I mean, that's part of his spell. You rolling dice isn't part of his spell.
Right, but he
and
failed.
That's what we just did was his spell.
Right, so all he's done is kept the sword between us. He hasn't pulled the sword free from me.
No.
Okay.
And the
he didn't
together.
Pull the sword at all.
And the swords are bound together.
And the swords are bound together.
The swords are bound together.
He's taxed. Not making the tax on the second roll doesn't stop the first spell going, right? The
no.
effect's still ongoing.
It's still
so
bound,
yeah.
But I didn't successfully.
The tax affects his fort,
mm-hmm.
which all that does is limit the amount of things he can
do now.
Cast.
Right.
Eventually it will kill him if he goes too far.
Yeah.
Man, I hate ties. They're annoying.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I tell you. That's why I was going to say. We could have gone the other way. I'm poisoned, he gets away.
So,
can I tackle him now?
Yes, you can tackle him now.
Brawling skill?
Sure. You tackle him now. Roll your dice.
Yeah.
Dumas?
Yeah.
That's paper school.
Mm-hmm.
So he's tackling. What happens
yeah.
if he fails? Does he go off the side
yeah.
of the thing since he's drunk?
He slips and falls off the wharf.
I kind of like that.
Look at that brave go,
and
man.
And yet, Dumas is still up there.
Who?
Dumas.
Dumas, yeah.
No, or you pull him off with you and you're both in the water. Do you swim?
Everybody swims.
Everybody swims, but
no.
I don't have the skill.
Well, see, that's and maybe he swims, but you don't.
Yeah, there's no swimming skill.
There's no swimming skill?
No.
Oh, not even for sailor? That's ridiculous. Okay.
Well, it's assumed that anybody can swim. It's more about
it's a power test?
Power or fort, depending on the conditions.
Okay.
Maybe agility.
Yes,
you're going to tackle him.
Yep. What's my ob?
One.
You should go
if you fail?
Yeah, if I fail, what happens?
Yeah.
What happens if I fail?
You tackle him, drive him to the ground, snapping his neck as his head hits a pillar.
Oh.
Done. Here I go.
What happens if he fails?
Two, three. If he failed, Dumas
dies.
The pillar in his neck snapped.
Three. Dumas is mine.
Oh, oh heavens. You're a burly one.
I think I've tackled a little more than I can take.
You'll have to dig. You're going to have to give me that dagger. What dagger?
Oh.
Is that a dagger in your pocket? Are you just happy to see me?
It wasn't poking me in the back.
So, can I wrestle my swords away from the doctor and still use them to stab the now tackled Dumas. Or are the swords unusable now that they're bound?
Well, they're not really swords at the moment, but they can still be used.
Club.
But, and you're watching all this transpire, and behind you and off to the side, you hear chanting, Azeroth, Metron, Xenthios.
Can I tackle him?
As the tackle who?
Perception check.
Was it perception or observation?
Or observation, yeah.
Perception. not really even perception.
Who's guessing?
You turn to see what the chanting is?
It's Leo.
Galileo.
And where Leo was, a raven is taking flight.
We're going to lose.
Yeah, don't think I didn't catch the Teen Titans reference.
I'm going to say.
Yeah, you're going to sing?
Yeah.
Four.
Canticle. You want to drop the bird in the water?
Yeah, it'd stop all of us, but that's okay, because we're all sort of like in a web here anyway.
How long does it take for a song to take effect?
It might be out of range.
The will of the target, I think. And a bird can probably get out of range in that amount of time.
So do yeah. I...
The wonderment is not as
Canticle
effective.
Canticle of Ears is OB4.
No.
It doesn't say...
Wonderment. Because that's what you're trying to use as the wonderment.
Do we all see him chant and turn into a bird?
You all hear him chant and you see the bird.
Okay.
You are all kind of engaged at the point.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anybody fire a bow?
He can.
Oh! Dead. Burn it, Todd.
I blame Todd.
Takes effect. The number of exchanges equal to the target's will.
Six, probably.
Wonderment isn't so much a weapon as it is a side effect.
Is there a net in the boat? Like,
sure. Yeah.
Grab the net, throw it over the bird. Grab the net, throw it over the bird!
That's fine. I'll try to grab the net and throw it over.
Okay, you grab the net. Throwing. Right? Somebody check. Is that a skill?
I would think it's throwing. I think it is throwing.
Power.
Skill.
Throwing. It's under agility. It's on page 304.
Throwing allows characters to accurately throw knives, pins, rocks, and balls at targets.
Nets would count.
417 for range and cover example. 423 for in brief.
What page is it?
406.
But it's going to be double for Jason.
This, at this point, is optimal range, so ob 2.
So ob 4.
Do you have throwing?
No.
Do
you have throwing?
He's got agility.
He's got agility.
Yeah, he's opening up throwing.
But it ain't gray like everything else he's got.
He's going to open up throwing.
Just leave it to Centaurus to bait. You might win something.
Oh!
Smack.
Well, the only reason why you're throwing it is because you couldn't sing.
So what's your
yeah,
ability?
just roll the dice.
Five?
Five on a four.
So are you opening throwing or are you just...
Do you have any persona?
Yeah.
Oh. You're not going to use any?
Can I?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were just throwing dice.
Pay attention to what I'm doing?
Oh!
Hey, go ahead. Pay attention.
Speed up. What a nice character.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome, man. Three. Happy Thanksgiving.
Three. He okay. This character would still be doing
just stole this net.
Yeah, get him. Get him.
This is going to be great.
What happens if I fail?
Oh, yeah.
Can I get the dwarf and drown him?
Oh! Well, get Ethan, too, because we're right next to each other.
You entangle him.
He's got persona.
I'll let
he'll survive.
Oh, wait a minute. You want the lion alive, right? To get information from him.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you succeed, you net him, and you can recover him from the water. If you fail, you net him, and he drowns.
And we don't know if that's the lion for sure. We just know that he's shape changer.
Yeah.
So when he drowns and turns back into somebody who looks completely different, right? So we'll know what's going on.
But you didn't kill him.
Oh.
I didn't get to question him.
And I didn't get to question him either, so I missed out on that persona.
Since he will be safe. It doesn't matter to me.
That's right.
Roll it.
Three.
And no sixes.
Boop, can I amend... I'd like to add a peers to that. Drowned.
Oh, boo.
Weak sauce.
Yeah.
Oh. No. So you failed your roll, right?
Yeah, by one. And no sixes.
And no six. Oh, what a shame.
Not really.
So, you net him and he has drowned. Before you can drag him out. Or has he?
Well, we bum, 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 bum. Well, we pull him up. We either have a bird or a body.
Yeah, yeah. Tune in net week.
Oh. Oh.
That was so bad I wrote it down.
That's a routine for throwing, right? Open it.
All right, let's well, it's just a test. Last part.
It's a test.
It's a test.
Yeah.
How many dice before?
Ooh, no, it's true.
It's gotta be a routine test.
It might be a routine.
How many dice did you start with?
Five.
Five. Obstacle two, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's for opening throwing.
Wow.
The lion is dead. I am sorry.
It's good enough. Now I got another slot to use.
I get so much fate now. I feel like Jeff.
I don't know which one of you I feel sorry for.
I know. I mean.
Feel sorry for me.
Okay.
Yeah, just feel sorry for me. Pity me.
Okay. Roy.
Okay.
Beliefs, instincts, traits.
Beliefs. I worked on finding out why Flint wants the Red Devil. I worked on forcing the lion to tell me whose contacts are in Emporios by trying to tackle the lion. And that's
by trying to take him alive.
And by taking the lion. I mean, even if it wasn't the lion, I've worked on it.
Was it just you asking about why does he want the Red Devil? Asking.
Yeah, well, I was trying to find out. I'm working on it.
Working on
it. I didn't get it. I'm working on it. I mean, the guy didn't give me the information on it, so I would say I was only working on it.
Yeah, well, he was about to go out to the Admiral's boat.
Yeah.
But that's
gone. That's gone now. And my third one.
Well, not necessarily. Play,
so.
No, but that path.
Oh, but now I've got dumb
ass. I think we've all got a little dumb ass.
So, that cover you?
That covers me. Because the instincts didn't come into play tonight. I don't think I played any instincts that were going to get me into trouble. I mean,
traits?
Yeah.
Where's
traits?
Drunk?
Where's drunk?
You have to take a fate for that.
Okay.
You basically bade drunk enough to get the dwarf to send you off.
Yeah.
That definitely changed the story. And it was only because you were being drunk that the dwarf said, go away. Up until this point, you're almost his right-hand man. Go away, you're drunk. Okay, Doug.
The lion must be stopped. Find him and kill him. So that's fate.
Fate, yeah.
Mace can identify the lion. Spread a rumor to bring the lion to Mace.
Persona.
Yeah, and talk away. Have any problem? Didn't come up.
Well,
he didn't bring the. You never brought. You spread the rumor,
mm-hmm.
but you never brought him to Mace. You brought Mace to him. Yeah, I mean, it didn't.
I was hearing it as he wanted to spread the rumor, not.
No, I thought he actually wanted the persona would actually have the line coming to the front door and looking for Mace. But, I mean, he was finding Mace anyway. So.
Well, what I was looking for was to smoke him out until the line till Leo was handed to us, and then, yeah.
Well, he wasn't really handed to you.
Well,
you still don't even know that he was the lion.
True. Till next week. So, what is it?
What is what?
Mace Vader can persona. Identify the lion. Yeah, Vader persona.
I say persona.
Okay, so attack away. Have any problem? Didn't really come up.
Oh, it came up. You just ignored it.
Yeah. keep your sword coated in poison. I don't really think it made my life difficult because nobody got stuck with poison.
Oh, you tried.
I did.
No,
It was a potential consequence.
Of yeah, it was on the table, and it changed everybody's behavior. Take it.
Okay, what's that?
Fate.
Fate, yes.
And trust no one.
Jeff.
Okay, just believes I will use Mace to secure Madrona's escape. He must remain safe until he serves that purpose. Told him that as I left the ship. Hang on to him. I'm going to use him as a bargaining chip. But if something happens to me, he goes. I owe Madrona a life debt. I will pay him by getting him out of Pirate Cove, regardless of his wishes. A lot of this has to do with that. He didn't want me to turn over what's her name, and I turned her over. Mace is a cancer on the relationship with Senzio. I will cure it. I think Mace is lying. I thought he was lying when he pointed the one guy at us, the lion, and I tried to stop him to prevent that. Senzio, I must protect Senzio, help him ascend the throne of Renad. Again, a lot of that has to do with the same reasons why I'm here, trying to help Gerardo. So, those are my beliefs. And I was using Mace. Mace the only one I was a little sketchy on, but I was using Mace as sort of like my ace in the hole.
Yeah, but he didn't come up. You didn't use him. You had him.
Well, that's why I was going. Well, that's why I was going to talk to Flint myself.
Right. Yeah, but
so. I mean, I'm not saying that's a persona. I think it's a fate. I think they're all fate. But
I don't see the Mace one because you didn't actually use him as a bargaining chip, which is the heart of the belief right there. That's where you start. I'm going to use him as a bargaining chip. You never bargained him.
Yeah, but I was working on getting to the ship to bargain him. I mean, I was going there to do that. If I had actually gotten there and bargained him, that would have been a persona, wouldn't it? If I'd actually said to Flint, hey, I want to use Mace here as a bargaining chip. Let us go. Persona. I've done it. Whether or not he accepts it, I'm just using it as a bargaining chip. But I'm working to that purpose. I'm still working toward doing it. I mean, and telling them, if something happens to me, kill him. He's my ace in the hole. He's my bargaining chip. I mean, I've been using him. I'm using Mace the whole time. At least I thought I was.
It feels sketchy, but go ahead.
No, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's fine. I got plenty of faith.
Yeah, why are you arguing when you got plenty of faith?
That's all I got.
Because he wants more.
Yeah, I thought
he's got greed for faith.
Tools didn't come up. Injuries didn't come up. Treat first, ask questions later. I brought it up. I said, look, I'm just going to stop the situation right now. Keep him from killing him because we can always go back. I mean, you can always kill him if we find out that he's the lion, but that's why I stopped it. But hell, that's a fake too. So,
yeah, I didn't. I did not follow that sentence or those several sentences with no period.
Treat first, ask questions later. Act now. Stop the bleeding. Him attacking him is the bleeding. I'm stopping that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't catch what you were talking about the first time.
I didn't either. It just kind
of... But I just wanted to bring it up the first time.
No, I meant right now when you brought it up. I didn't follow what you were talking about.
Okay. Is it too late for you, Jeff? Do you need to go to bed about it?
I think it's too late for you guys.
Well, clearly we understand each other.
I don't know who bodes evil against that.
He's very afraid.
So, moving on then?
Yep.
Jason?
I will find out who I have. The lion didn't come in. Protect Madrona from Flint didn't come in. And my goals will come first. So.
You didn't go after anything.
Nope.
I had one of those weeks last week. Don't sweat it.
Well, you will protect. Did you have protect Senzio in there?
No, I always know where he is. That's my base instinct.
Well, you left him on the ship.
Do you still know where he's at?
Well, as an instinct, it's a belief, though.
It's 10:20. Do you know where Senzio is?
It's on the boat. With my daughter. Oh, somebody that cares.
Joe? I will use magic to persuade Mace into helping us identify the lion.
Persona.
Discover Tagali's interest in Sir Shane's assassination. Although that was the reason why I didn't attack him. That was a motivating belief to keep me from killing... Dumbass. right off the rip.
But also talk first.
Always try to talk my way out of fights as an instinct. Yeah. When spells don't work, my wit is sharp, my blade is sharper. That didn't really come into play. But I think I always try to talk my way out of fights did.
Definitely. That's a fate.
Okay. That's it.
All right. Right skill, right time.
I thank Joe. Because his magic skill, I mean, what is it? Magic's a skill, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, every time you use that tonight, even if you failed, I thought it made the story win. I thought it made the story go. I really did.
I don't disagree with him getting something for making the story go, for being the MVP with the magic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's right skill, right time. I think
right skill, right time for having the skill to make the story go.
Oh, that was to being the key element of success.
Okay. No, that's MVP.
Oh, well, I got it first. Okay.
I think, huh? Right skill, right time for having a skill to make the story go. Yeah. MVP is for being the crucial element of success.
Who was the crucial element of
success? I don't know.
Jason.
Anyway, we're on.
Are we going to pay for that?
Lion.
Yes.
Okay.
No, persona. Oh, no. That's fate. Fate. Sorry, I'm wrong.
Embodiment for really good or distinctive role-playing.
I got to toss up between Jeff and Roy.
Well,
they never break character.
Luckily, I can give as many of these as I want because I think Jeff and Roy are both spot on tonight.
Yeah,
no.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. I gotta go with Doug.
I was gonna nominate Doug for Moldbreaker because he stuck to that something that was introduced in Game 4. He's gone in with.
But that's not Moldbreaker.
That's not Moldbreaker.
If he had said, mold. "Fine, I'll talk to him," that would have been Moldbreaker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, because he's breaking the mold. I mean, he's been gunning to kill the lion for 11 games.
Although, Ethan was exceptionally spy-like tonight. So, yeah, you take Persona 2.
Okay, cool.
Because a lot of the time, Ethan's just kind of sitting in the background, not so much doing things. You really grabbed hold of the story tonight.
Oh, cool.
Hey, I tried with the rumor thing to make something happen.
That was good.
Indeed.
That was
actually, yeah. You know, well, but it never, I mean, it was.
It didn't pan out as well, but if it had brought it,
that
it gave me
that
something
been great.
To use.
Did anyone break their mold? Moldbreaker.
I thought Jeff was really close tonight, too.
Also,
I really did.
With the chick?
With yeah.
That was never been part of his campaign. Yeah, that was never
really
mine. So,
no, I don't think I think everybody played.
Yeah.
Right on tonight.
So, workhorse, doing all the work of the scenario.
It's almost got to be Doug.
Yeah, it's very evenly.
Doug did a lot of work.
Yeah.
Joe did a lot of work.
Joe did a lot of work too. With
Well, I think Joe got a lot for the spells and stuff.
Yeah.
I think Doug, because Doug. I like
all for Doug.
Yeah,
I am.
Yeah,
everyone.
Well, thank you kindly,
Jason. Okay, MVP for being the crucial element of success.
But did we succeed?
Do you ever succeed? That's the question.
It's got to be Jason.
What is that success though?
It is for the story.
It brought it to a decent, crucial element. And
whether or not we know it, he stopped the lion.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what you all are aiming for tonight.
We said it at the beginning.
That's awesome. You all get robbed of Persona and Jay, like, I threw a net.
I'd go for it.
Well, and the other thing, you know, I think he also should be rewarded. He opened up a skill, dropped 3 Persona into it.
That's true.
Try and get to something that we all really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I think that should be rewarded.
Definitely.
Everyone?
Yeah. Jason.
Yeah.
All right, give it Jason.
I'm good. It's always like the crucial element of success. Like, success.
So, here we are. End of the session. The lion is dead.
Yay!
The super spy, the sorcerer spy, the bane of civilized existence. Everyone take a deed.
Ooh!
Yeah, Jason definitely gets the MVP.
Indeed. Wow.
That's the first deed I've ever got.
I think so.
Yeah, Jeff never gave us a deed.
We never did anything worthwhile, did we?
You did. We're saving the elves.
Do we get a deed for
that? Yeah. You should have.
I don't know if it's on my sheet.
Well, if you didn't write it down, it's your fault.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that is
right. Yeah, we got a deed. We got it written down.
Stick it.
I must have missed that game.
Yeah,
you missed most games you're at.
Oh, ow.
God. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, wow.
Up yours.
On that happy note.
And that's a session.
Good night, faithful listeners.
Good night.
So the lion's been dealt with. But there's still a blockade out there that we have to figure out how to get around. And coal hasn't burned down anything in weeks. So stay tuned next time for all that and more. Now please send us feedback to roy@rusackgamers.com or leave us voicemail at 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Now, for legal reasons, I will remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The Burning Wheel and Burning Wheel Gold are trademarks of Luke Crane. Burning Wheel is copyright 2011 Luke Crane.